enjoy yourself.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's distinguished guest for this evening, a man just back from the China-Burma-India Theater of Operations, Mr. Keenan Wynn, the private Malva Hill of See Here, Private Hargrove, and See Here's Bing Crosby.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morning. We'll hear his horn. It's not far away. Hold up your hand and say, there's gonna be a great day. When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark.
Amen.
When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord.
Amen.
Lord, help those who pray. And on the day, if you believe, he shall receive you all. Hold up your hand and say, there's gonna be a great day.
This is the old Kraft Music Hall, friends, cutting out for all over the world, where a winding black line on a battle map is the infantry. The infantry that goes forward on foot and fights hand to hand, but has to be backed up and supplied by vehicles driven by gasoline. The gasoline that we're saving this summer by snatching what vacation we're lucky enough to get as near home as possible. If there's a lake near you or a trout stream, there's good fishing. If you live near the mountains, there's camping. If you live near the ocean, the beach is always an attractive spot.
That's right, Bing. I went to the beach last Sunday.
See what I mean? I was there.
How did you like my new bathing suit, Bing?
Oh, you mean that pink job with the white braid and the little red bathing girl down the back with the cerise scallops on the hem?
Uh-huh. Did you like it?
Didn't notice it. I... How did you like my new swimsuit?
Well, I thought the sleeves were a little too long.
My fingers get cold.
It must keep your knees nice and warm, too.
Yes, it's a little lengthy. Where did you disappear to as soon as you saw me and I was going to offer to give you some swimming lessons?
Well, Yuki was kind enough to give me a lesson.
Yuki?
Yes. Prize something? I enjoy doing things like that. Would you like another lesson this Sunday, Miss Maxwell?
No, thank you. I've had my lesson.
Seems to me I experienced a rare piece of good fortune at the beach last Sunday, Yuki.
Yeah, what?
Missed you. First break I've had in a long time.
Well, that's probably because my little 4-year-old nephew buried me in the sand.
A great public service.
You know, I thought maybe, Bing, that you can give me some advice on how to raise children.
You're just raising the one?
That's all. Why?
Get some children, I... Wholesaler, you know.
How have you been entertaining the youngster, Yuki?
Well, in different ways. Last night we read a book.
Who read to who?
Say, do you like children, Miss Maxwell?
Oh, of course. I like to watch them at play.
Well, I like that, too.
And I like to hide and listen to their conversation.
Oh, I like that, too.
You know, and when they're tiny toddlers with round, hard tummies and hands like little starfish, and they're still talking baby talk, oh, I like to squeeze them tight and smother them with kisses.
I like that, too.
Say, I'll tell you how you can help me, Bing.
What?
See, when the kid's naughty, how do I go about punishing him?
Punish the kid?
Yeah.
Well, you use psychology, Yuki. That's what I did. And for years, I had their number.
And what happened?
I was outnumbered. Brings us to the Charioteers with their tenor, Wilfred Williams, one of the newest members of the U.S. Army, making his last appearance for the duration. Sing it, men.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
gal and I'm together. Keeps raining all the time, all the time. Well, life is bad.
Life is bad.
The Charioteers, and very fine, too. Before La Max and I resume, here is another member of our group.
You homemakers, I'm sure, are serving salads all year round for good nutrition. But when spring comes along, it seems that everyone wants more and more salads. And, of course, most folks want them topped off with lots of Miracle Whip. For it's the dressing that makes the salad. And Miracle Whip is the salad dressing millions prefer. Miracle Whip has a lively flavor that's different from any other. A just-right flavor that comes from an exclusive Kraft recipe. Actually, Miracle Whip combines the qualities of zesty boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. And thanks to Kraft's patented beater, it's marvelously smooth. So get a jar of Miracle Whip salad dressing tomorrow. Your family will enjoy your salads more when you serve them with Miracle Whip. It's far and away America's favorite.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy, take it easy. We got lots of time ahead of us, the night is young. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know this music should be swayed instead of swung? Take your time, dance it with me. Take your time, slow as you please.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Don't you know you're not supposed to make a rumba jump?
Take it easy, take it easy.
If you don't, I fear that our romance will hit a bump. Don't you know it's time to romance when the music sweet?
Take it easy,
take it easy,
take it easy,
take it easy. When I'm in a mood to dreamy, my want to Lindy Hop.
Don't forget that I'm your partner, not a traffic cop.
Is there any fun in running in a one-man race?
If you do, you're gonna meet some Mabel face to face.
Take it easy.
Those lucky many who have caught Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's happy screen treatment of Sergeant Marion Hargrove's bestseller, See Her, Private Hargrove, are without exception enthusiastic about the fine work of Mr. Keenan Wynn as Mulvihill. Son of comedian Ed Wynn and grandson of that fine screen actor, the late Frank Keenan, Keenan Wynn is just back from a 3-month USO tour of the China-Burma-India Theater of Operations. We owe a great debt to performers like Wynn who keep up the morale of our fighting men far from home. Accordingly, it's a very real pleasure to have Keenan Wynn with us this evening.
Well, that's very, very nice, Bing, but I've been told the real reason I'm here.
Real reason? What real reason?
Well, I've heard you've always dreamed of standing here the Thursday after the Kentucky Derby with a win.
You're so right. Well, since you have chosen deliberately to misconstrue my words, I'll admit that I have had my dreamy moments.
And I sincerely hope last Saturday was one of your pensive days.
Back that animal rather modestly. 600 or 700 more winners and I'm even. However, tell us of things in the China-Burma-India Theater, Keenan.
Well, they're about the same as in all other theaters, Bing. Tongues for sparring.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of room down toward the front.
Fairly rugged out there, mm-hmm. Huh?
Well, much more than fairly. But those GIs up there don't back away from anything. I've seen those guys. They've gone up against Japs, the jungle, the heat, rain, disease, everything else the country can dish out, and be forced to turn right around and face something that they haven't even been included in their training.
What?
Me.
They're not compelled to attend the shows, are they?
Well, where could they go? The only way to kill time is to go to the edge of the jungle and watch your breath go in and out. Some of those fighter bases are so deep in the jungle, the only way they can be supplied is by bundles dropped from planes by the Air Service Command.
Well, it must be a great sight to see the supplies come flying out of the sky.
Mm-hmm. Burma's one of the few spots in the world where American soldiers on active duty can watch the arrival of their bundles from heaven.
Oh, my God. By that method of pushing things out of planes, can they get everything they want into a base?
Oh, sure.
They can, huh?
You ought to see how they pack that stuff. Instead of Excelsior or sawdust, the essential supplies are wrapped in rice.
Oh,
well, naturally, that can be eaten.
What happens if it falls in the mud?
Rice pudding.
And if the bundle breaks in the air?
Well, so that the shower of rice won't be a total loss, a couple of Burmese natives rush right out and get married.
But under normal conditions, the rice protects the stuff satisfactorily.
Yeah, sure. Delicate things, too, like medical supplies, food, cigarettes, reading matter.
What kind of reading matter?
You wouldn't be interested.
Why?
No racing form.
Well, you mean people read other things?
One of the packages dropped contained an overseas copy of the magazine Newsweek, in which I read the first reviews I'd seen of the picture See Your Private Hargrove.
You mean you left the copy before Hargrove was released?
I thought I'd better.
Boy, I sure envy you actors doing all that traveling. How does it feel to be a globetrotter?
You ought to know how it feels to be a globetrotter.
Kieran, is that the Burma Road really as winding as they say it is?
Well, to get the details on the Burma Road, Ken, you'd have to talk a very high Japanese. But our unit topped the Burma Road. We had Paula Goddard. More curve.
Listen, in flying over that Burma Road, you didn't happen to notice if they had those...
You mean?
Yeah.
They've got them.
No. Really? Those signs?
Oh, sure. They say... If there's mud and dirt and Japanese and mosquitoes and fleas in your BBDs, Burma Road.
Sounds like a great spot to blow. I'd love to blow that spot.
Who besides Paulette Goddard was in your unit, Keenan?
Bill Gargan and Andy Arcari, who played the accordion.
Say, what chance will the ukulele player have?
Well, those guys are so hungry for entertainment, Yuki, they even like you. What theater of war would you like to play?
Well, I believe I can make an impression in the Chinese theater.
Or the Burma Chinese theater?
Rama's Chinese theater.
Well, maybe it's better that way, Yuki. Every act they send over has to have something for the boys.
Well, how about me? I could act. I could recite. Look.
It was the schooner Hesperus that sailed the wintry sea.
Drop the net.
And the skipper had taken his little daughter to bear him company.
How's that? Every act has got to have something for the boy.
Well, how about me?
Something for the boy. Follow the leader, kid?
Just a minute here. What's wrong with me? Is it because I'm too short or because I'm not a blonde?
See me later, I'll explain the whole thing to you.
I'll wait.
Now, about you, Bing, you're going offshore soon, I imagine.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Suppose Bob Hope's told you all about the equipment you'll need on the trip.
Equipment?
Uh-huh.
All Hope takes with him is an egg beater.
You mean he didn't tell you about these little white pills?
What'll they do?
What'll they do?
Yeah.
Well, it'll keep you well. You've heard of malarial mosquitoes.
Yeah?
Well, after taking these white pills, mosquitoes bit us and bit us. And not one of them got malaria.
Where do I get these marvelous panaceas?
Well, now, it just so happens I have a few left, which I'll give you.
Oh, thank you, Keenan.
For a buck.
Well, you talked me into it. Here's the buck.
Of course, after you've had these little white pills, there's one more thing you really should have.
What?
These little red pills.
What do they do?
They activate the white ones. The white ones won't work without the red. Now, both pills and you're all set. Just $2.
Well, here's the extra buck.
Except for one thing.
More pills?
No, you see, each of those pills must be taken every hour on the hour alternating.
What?
Now, if you haven't an accurate watch...
Meaning?
Naturally.
Naturally. How much for the watch?
$50. But that includes a genuine gunmetal case.
Case, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I thought for a minute I was just getting the works.
Oh, very cute, Nick. Now, what do you say?
Any smaller joke.
Oh, yes. Tiny. Any place you're going, I've got just what you need. Mosquito netting, if you're going where there are mosquitoes.
Well, if I'm not,
I'll sell you a few mosquitoes.
Don't.
Which way are you heading?
Well, I'll tell you, Keenan, I haven't quite decided yet, but when the time comes, I'll be packing my grip. I'll be going away, for I'm making this trip. They won't let me say.
Well, let me tell you, Bing and Bingo, it's true. The whole darn G.I. world is waiting for you.
I'm gonna dig them soon. Make Jack's all sad.
All he wants a tune.
Careful, Jack. Might make him fight and mad.
Just make them mad like that and listen to me.
Tell me.
Oh, brother, what a secret weapon you'll be.
I'll take my shorts and long undies. Gonna work weekdays and Sundays.
Better learn a little Chinese.
Una gazetka, una kalama kalama.
Just make 3 words of Latin. And English or Gratton. Couldn't I get by with just these?
You can boo-boo-boo.
Doing that.
In a beat-up, a key.
But tell me, Keenan, what do I do when the boys boo me?
You'd better listen to a boy with the dope.
What do I answer when they holler for a hope?
Well, let's see.
What do I answer when they holler? No hope.
You'll think of something when they holler.
Hey, a hope.
Time marches back. 1942. Germany puts saboteurs ashore from submarine, and United States Marines start march to Tokyo on Guadalcanal. 1942, and the Selective Service seeks out bachelors first, thinking men are saying.
Honey, I think we ought to get married.
Harry, not so loud. Daddy said if he heard you propose to me once more, he'd throw you out of the house.
Hmm. He won't hear me if I kiss you. Oh, fine. Here comes your little sister. Well, we were playing.
Can I play?
The game we were playing is just for two.
Then why did Daddy tell me to come down and play with you?
He did, huh?
Oh, for heaven's sake. I've got half a mind to marry you, Harry, just to spite my parents.
Oh, wait a minute now. Don't
do that.
But, Harry, you just asked me.
Yeah, but don't get your folks sore at me. We got to have a place to live.
Why don't you stay where you live now, Harry?
Look, here's a quarter, honey. Go on back. No, on second thought, no, I won't give it to you. I think your old man gets a piece of your take.
Couldn't we go to a movie, Harry? At the Strand, there's My Favorite Blonde with Madeline Carroll and Bob Hope.
What's at the Rivoli?
Louisiana Purchase with Zarina and Bob Hope.
What's at the Paramount?
Nothing But the Truth with Paulette Goddard and Bob Hope.
Let's go shoot some pool, eh?
We could go see Holiday Inn at the Bijou.
Who's in that picture?
Fred Astaire.
Oh, great. Great dancer. Who else?
Marjorie Reynolds.
Yeah? Well, let's go.
And Bing Crosby.
Let's go shoot some pool. That again? No, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, Harry, don't be mad. Remember this summer how you sang, "Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me."
Maybe we ought to go see that Holiday Inn picture. I want to learn how that guy with the ears sings.
You know, I'm a dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, that's so pretty, Harry. And sweet and sentimental. Why aren't people sentimental anymore, Harry? I mean, really.
Oh, they are, really. Nothing more sentimental than that new song by Jerome Kern. Goes like this.
Dearly beloved, how clearly I see somewhere in heaven you were fashioned for me. Angel eyes, do you? Angel voices, let me through. Nothing could save me. Fate gave me a sign. Come shower or shine, so I say, dearly beloved, be
interested in statistics?
Statistics, yes, sir. There's one thing about statistics that always interested me, Ken.
I mean, how to get them?
How to spell it.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't care to hear that the milk supply of the United States, the milk we drink and the milk that goes into the manufacture of cheese, is supplied by about 5 million dairy farmers.
Could have fooled me. I figured most of it was supplied by cows.
Well, there are over 26 million of those.
A lot of beef.
But you get no beef from the dairy farmers.
Just milk.
No beef either, Bing. Just think, in spite of the fact that farms are short-handed, production is rising. The goal for milk production for 44 figures to be 2% higher than the 121,237,000,000 pounds produced in 43.
That's rising. Those farmers do a little rising of their own.
Yes, sir. Every morning, rain, shine, snow, or sleet, those cows have got to be milked. There aren't any furloughs, no days off at a dairy farm.
Pretty inspiring thing, in my opinion. You know, those men don't get to fly any Army, Navy, E over their places. Nobody comes around to pat them on the back and edge them along. Hardly any public recognition at all. I doubt if they even get a civil word from the cows.
They'd hear from those cows, though, if they stopped milking them.
I guess they would, but the folks on the farm, living close to nature as they do, must certainly find that much springs from their own hearts. And the songs go...
This road leads to Rainbowville, going my way up ahead. Bluebird Hill, going my way. Just pack a basket full of wishes, and off you start. Yes, Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend, dreamer's highway, happiness down the line, going my way. The smiles you gather will look well.
That's all there's left of this Thursday's meeting in the Old Craft Music Hall. Next Thursday meeting takes up again when we're planning to feature, over and above and beyond, and in addition to our regular group, we've invited Mr. Jack Carson and his associate, Eddie, tell you what I'm going to do, Ma. That's next Thursday, the same time meeting took up tonight. Until then, hasta la vista.
Music Hall next Thursday at the same time to hear the regular gang and our special guests for the evening, Jack Carson and Eddie Marr. Marilyn Maxwell appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of The White Prince of Dover.
To make a toss green salad this bright spot of a gay springtime meal, add some tangy golden Kraft salad mustard to zip up the flavor of your salad dressing. Also, blend delicious Kraft Salad Mustard into an appetizing cream sauce for hot cooked vegetables or use in a fondue or Welsh rabbit. And remember, there's another sharper Kraft Mustard with horseradish added to pep up sausage and cold cuts. Put Kraft Salad Mustard and Kraft Horseradish Mustard on your shopping list tomorrow.
The National Broadcasting Company.